Thank you very much. I will start replying and my colleague Tatiana will continue. So first of all, I would like to react to the point that there are sometimes differences between the reports of the countries. This is normal because the report of your country is your national view on the state of transboundary water cooperation. Sometimes when we see differences between the reports and when these differences are significant, we come back to the countries and we ask additional questions. But ultimately, every national report is a national report. And there may be different views between countries of the same region or the same basin. We accept this because this is how the indicator 652 has been designed. Another point that was raised is that shared transboundary aquifers should be covered by information provided by both countries and how to make sure that the national level gives priority to identification of information on transboundary groundwaters. First of all, and in response to Namibia, we would like to say that it is very important to show to your decision makers and policy makers how the data in these reports are being used. And the data are being used very widely. It's not only populating the UN Statistical Commission database. The data are being used in preparation to high-level events, such as high-level political forums, SDG summits, Summit for the Future next year. The data are being annually used by the United Nations Secretary General in his SDG annual report. So the data are being used at the highest political level. And this argument can help you motivate your government to actually supply the relevant data and to invest in getting the new data. Now I would like to react to the point about information which might have been provided but was not validated. Normally, we as co-custodian agencies, we always require that the report, the final report which is agreed with co-custodian agencies, is properly signed at the level of the country. Perhaps sometimes there are situations when information is being provided to UNEC and UNESCO, which is, let's say, not full or not completely based on the not full or not complete information. And in these countries, we always, in these cases, we always encourage countries to put a footnote or to put an additional explanation that this is, for example, the current state of knowledge on transboundary aquifers and that more information will be provided in the next reporting cycle. I think it's a kind of tricky balance which we still need to find. We need data, but at the same time, data, especially on transboundary aquifers, they are not precise, not complete. They are, well, we all know the problem. So, we still encourage countries to include information that they have in their reports and to make explanatory notes to explain the state of current knowledge. And all reports which are being accepted by UNEC and UNESCO, they are always signed and they are always properly validated at the national level. Tatiana, would you like to complement?